Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Live from ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. A World Series that has suddenly flipped. We have that to get to. Some more NFL news as well that coming off the trade deadline. We have that to get to. Bart Scott hustling his way down the hallway from Studio A all the way to us here in. Is this Studio B? I don't even know what studio this is.
This is three.
This is three?
Yeah.
I thought they were letters.
No, this we're odd, so. You know, they gave us numbers.
So those are words have ever been spoken.
If we are odd, that is absolutely true. So those are A and B, and then ours here is three.
Three, just three.
That's very fitting of us. Well, anyways, whatever studio number or letter we are, Bart's working his way down here from us after his appearance on Get Up and First Take this morning. And when he gets here, he will join the conversation about something that just happened a few minutes ago as NBA Commissioner Adam Silver did release, you could say finally, a statement in regards to Kyrie Irving and the controversy that once again has embroiled him. The statement reads as such: Kyrie Irving made a reckless decision to post a link to a film containing deeply offensive anti-Semitic material. While we appreciate the fact that he agreed to work with the Brooklyn Nets and the Anti-Defamation League to combat anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination, I am disappointed that he has not offered an unqualified apology and more specifically denounced the vile and harmful content contained in the film he chose to publicize. The message from Adam Silver finishes with, I will be meeting with Kyrie in person in the next week to discuss the situation. Adam Silver speaking out as a lot of us were waiting for him to do, and people I've talked to in the league has said the reason why Adam Silver did not immediately jump all over this situation, especially when Kyrie was getting defiant in his media exchange last weekend, is a lot of times what Adam Silver likes to do is just let things get worked out privately first. Have a sit down, let's discuss this, let's figure it out. And that didn't happen. And so once news yesterday came out from the Nets as a joint statement from Kyrie Irving, the Nets and the ADL came out with Kyrie and the Nets offering up $500,000 each in charity towards battling against, of course, anti-Semitism, you know, racism and all the other stuff. And I'll get to that statement here in a moment. But he had to say something at this point, and he did. And now we'll see what happens once they do meet together. Now, there have been reports that the ADL wanted to meet with Kyrie specifically, and he did not do that. It was, I believe, his parents who ended up talking to them. Intermediary is how that worked out. As Bart is getting himself wired up, so he'll join us here in a second. That's where this just continues to be an uncomfortable situation for the Nets, for the NBA, and the one person that doesn't seem uncomfortable at all is Kyrie Irving. We'll see where that goes. But this came out after our show, and so this was, of course, the statement from the Nets and from the ADL, and it was Kyrie saying, I oppose all forms of hatred and oppression and stand strong with communities that are marginalized and impacted every day. I don't know why this is so tiny, so it's hard for me to really read this, but he said, I'm aware of the negative impact of my post towards the Jewish community, and I take full responsibility. He said, I don't believe everything said in the documentary was true or reflects my morals and principles. I'm a human being learning from all walks of life, and I intend to do so with an open mind and a willingness to listen. So from my family and I, we meant no harm to any one group, race, or religion of people. and wish to only become a beacon of truth and light. Bart Scott joins us now, fresh out of First Take. Your thoughts.
So can you kind of go back in that statement when he says, I'm willing to learn? So you're willing to learn. That's why you met with their team? Oh, that's right. Your team met with that team.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean you're willing to learn on your own terms when it either explains an agenda.
Well, the fact that
or what you want to put out. Like, what do you mean my team? Like, he still didn't really take accountability to say I was wrong.
Willingness to listen to me is the ironic line here, because clearly he wasn't. When you saw his exchange with Nick Friedell, he was not willing to listen. He was not willing to consider anybody else's point of view. He was defiant. And that's, I think, why Adam Silver said what he said in the statement, an official statement from the NBA.
That feels late, too.
When he said, I'll explain that in a minute, but when he said, I'm disappointed he has not offered an unqualified apology, or more specifically, just denounced the violent, harmful content. Him saying, I don't agree with everything in the documentary, and is sort of the opposite. Yeah,
not everything, but some of the
one
things.
Way of doing it, but yeah, now we've got, well, what parts do you disagree with?
This kind of goes back to, it was good people on both sides. Like, you can't stand in the middle.
Mm.
You have to denounce it, and you have to be clear, right? And if you don't believe it, then why put it out there without explaining the message that you were trying to convey? Well, what message were you trying to convey? You still haven't told us. Listen, when you're a public figure, I know you can say people can do it in their regular lives, but when you're a public figure, your words matter because they're magnified.
Yes.
So you need to be clear.
People follow
when you put your name or anything, you have to make sure that it's crystal clear what the stance and what the message is. You failed to do that, and now you offer a half-ass excuse or reasoning and thinking that you can throw some money at it and think that that makes everything go away. No. You have to be held accountable. You have to explain to people, because you affect children. And also your words and what you put out there, you think that they never print the retraction. So people who want to weaponize your initial tweet and your initial statement or belief in thinking that they should watch this video is going to continue to weaponize it, because nobody's going to hear what you said. Oh, I don't stand by all of it. What the hell does that mean? So now you're leaving up for interpretation about the things that you do believe in. So you have to come out and you have to do a press conference and explain the things that you agree with if you don't disagree with all of it, because people are going to weaponize it and use it for promotion. And they're going to use it and weaponize it, mm-hmm. and you've just helped them,
yeah.
because people look up to you. And
see,
people
Kyrie's with this.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But the African American community is with it. They'll push all of us in with that.
Can I ask you, I'm not trying to set you up. You and I only spoke for a couple minutes this morning because obviously you've been very busy.
You just told me you had a treat for me.
I do have a treat for you. It's right here. Tin building. There you go. Don't open it now. It's going to need to be microwaved.
Soak it up.
I'm sincerely, why does this story bother you? You specifically.
I mean, one, because
yourself.
Because we all get wrapped into it, right? And we get pulled into it. And sometimes, you know, if I'm the same outrage that Jaylen Brown and Aaron Donald had with coming out and immediately saying what their stance was in this particular, because they're associated with Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like anybody that's associated with Kyrie Irving, if you don't agree with what he's saying, you have to come out and make that known and apparent, because they're going to use that propaganda machine. They will cut things. We get that when we look at news clippings. And the news clipping stops short about what was actually said.
Yes.
So now you're going to be used. People are going to use your words to weaponize them and to promote hate. And you just assisted them in doing that because you gave them a tool that they can use, and they're going to use that tool to the best of their power.
And there were a lot of falsehoods in this documentary, apparently.
Yes. I mean,
there's some people that have now, because this documentary has become such a lightning rod.
At it.
There are people who have studied it, people who are in the know, intelligent people who would know this stuff. They have watched it and they have taken notes and they have said there's a lot of things that are complete falsehoods. You know, quotes that were falsely attributed, like things that were said, like a lot of things that's just not true. And so it becomes, once again, one of these mind tricks that people play it's a documentary. It's supposed to be truthful. Just because they call it a documentary, it doesn't mean it's true. It's not facts. No.
I mean, half the people get most of the things that they learn about their life from the damn internet.
And that's a shame, isn't it?
They don't challenge what they're taught.
Now, I'll tell you what bothers me about this. Because, you know, Kyrie posting that and then being defined, like that just is typical behavior of him. He just he likes to do things that get people doing what we're doing right now. You know, just get, we wear the chuckle patch now. We all get mad and I think he sits back and thinks it's all funny.
Yeah.
How we overreact to things. And it's like he's the guy that like throws the grenade, walks out of the room, and then laughs at the explosion.
Yeah.
That's what he does. And okay, I've learned enough about him over the years. Mm-hmm. He just likes to do this stuff. Fine. But what I don't like is that he has no accountability for anything
right.
that he does ever. And him saying, I'm sorry if people felt like it's instead of just saying, you know what? And like I said yesterday, there's nothing wrong sometimes with having the humility to say, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Like that was wrong.
I shouldn't have
done that.
It's a narcissistic
thing. That's not what I'm about. Like, I'm sorry about this. This is not, you know, and even maybe just say, you know what? Be honest. I didn't really watch it. Like, I didn't really watch it. Like somebody told me about it. I didn't really watch it. Be honest.
It's like a dude that's bored at home or something, nothing to do, and he's like, let me just do something.
But to be so defiant that you refuse to just be accountable, to have the awareness of how upset people got, mm-hmm. and feel like, well, that's a you problem. It's all your fault for being upset.
Freedom of speech.
Well, no. Well, there's freedom of speech, but that goes both ways.
But that's what I'm saying.
You can say whatever you want.
And my reaction to reply to it
exactly.
is freedom of speech as well.
Yes.
It's not one-sided.
No, of course not. Freedom of speech is not a bulletproof vest. It is not at all. So for him, when people are like, what do you want from him? Even from Kyrie. If Kyrie ever said, what do you want from me? All I would say was, I just want you to care about what people, like other people, are feeling when you do things like this.
Right.
Because it doesn't help the world. We're in enough trouble right now.
Yeah.
There's enough divisiveness. There's enough people in the world that are trying to create chaos in our society and are enjoying it. And a lot of them are not even in our own country. But there are people that like to do this. Create this chaos that divides a nation that is based on freedoms and letting live and let live and all that stuff. And this is what we're doing. We're creating things like this that only cause more chaos. Why? Why are you doing that? What purpose do you think it serves other than entertaining yourself, which there's no other thing I can find, no other reason I can find that he does this other than he finds it personally entertaining.
And where does it leave this organization? And that's another conversation I hope we get to when you talk about this organization, man. Jeez.
Yeah. They haven't hired a coach yet, if you notice.
It stinks right now. You got this issue. You got a coach that just quit. And now you're hiring a coach or allegedly thinking about considering hiring a coach that is coming from his own controversy. Like, man, like, could you imagine if the Knicks were cool when they decided to bring this circus and what we would be saying about the Knicks organization? This is something that this organization is going to be stuck with. This era, this Kyrie era, has damaged the brand of this organization tremendously. And I don't know when or how it recovers as far as in the public light, but also in the basketball world. If you're a free agent, what are you thinking about this organization as far as going forward if these shenanigans is continue? It's exhausting. I don't know what organization is in more disarray. Mm. This one or the Commanders. It's like they going tit for tat.
Yeah, it really is amazing. Yeah, it is. And you know what? Again, it's the negative attention that to me is kind of a shame here because there's a lot else to talk about, including, you know, other, like the fun stuff about sports, which we love, right?
Well, yes.
Which we love. But we had to leave with this because to me, again, Adam Silver puts out the statement.
Exhausting.
A lot of people were waiting to hear from Adam Silver. He said what he said. Now he's going to meet, and he said in person, he made it pretty clear. That no, we're sitting down. Not me and your parents. Not me and your, you know. No, it's you and I are sitting down on this one. And that's what I want to see. What comes of that discussion?
Kyrie going to have his team with him. And Silver's going to say a statement. Then Kyrie's going to whisper in somebody's ear. And he's going to say, Mr. Irvin would like to respond. He's like, I feel like that's how he operates
that
right
kind
now.
Of, yeah, that kind of moment. All right.
Oh, man.
I hear you. But it is. You said it's exhausting. I completely agree with you. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And people want to sound off on this. We'll give you that opportunity to do that. We certainly want to get to what happened last night in Philadelphia because as we thought the World Series flipped one night, it flipped again another night. And now we've got a matchup tonight with Justin Verlander on the mound lot of pressure on him. So we've got to break down what happened last night because it was historic once again in this World Series. But before we get to all that and more, Bart's going to tell you about O'Reilly.
Don't miss See Better. Drive safer money at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can get great deals on wiper blades, headlight bulbs, cleaning products, and more. Get up to $25 gift card on select purchases, and their professional parts people will even install your wiper blades for free. Get ready for the weather ahead and see better. Drive safer month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
My mind.
I want to feel like this song is for a purpose. Has a purpose.
Hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head.
Miss her. That girl is poison.
Bart and Hahn, Alan on Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Coming to you live from Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. They're building something outside on the pier, Bart.
What is that?
I'm going to let you know later in the show.
Concert?
I'm gonna make an announcement.
You dropping your album?
I'm going to make an announcement later in the show. That could be very...
I'm tall and hell is hot.
just know that you're involved in this and a little bit of Get Back, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Let's get some calls here, though, first. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Scotty's in Vegas. Scotty, what's happening?
What's happening, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, along these lines of Kyrie, man, it's kind of like his MO lately. And I don't know, man. He's not a leader. He's not ever going to take accountability. I'm a single dad. I'm 51, man. I believe apologies are for children. And for Adam Silver to, like, say, I can't believe he... Is that going to make him feel better? The people that were offended, like that apology? That's to me, that's kids that were raised to go take a time out, go say you're sorry. Like, it's just, it's for children, man. And that's all I really have to say. I haven't seen what he posted. I don't know what movie he...
That part I understand. I it's more or less just like showing respect. Sometimes an apology is just an act of respect of saying, like, here's the for instance, Scotty. You're walking somewhere. Somebody else is walking the other way. You didn't happen to see them. You bump into them. What do you normally do?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
My bad.
Excuse me. You know, like, sorry about that. Like, I didn't mean to do that, and I'm just letting you know that. If somebody bumped you as you're walking by and they don't say a word, don't you get annoyed? Like, what are you doing? So sometimes it's just a simple, like, I didn't realize I was going to hurt you. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's just a sign of respect. That's what the apology really is. It's a sign of respect to those who were like, yo, that what are you doing? That bothered me.
You know what Kyrie did? He bumped into you, said excuse me. He's like, man, you can't be walking on the sidewalk, man. You gotta be looking both ways, man. He like kind of blaming you for him bumping into you.
Right.
But he's saying sorry for bumping you, but you should be on the left side of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Like blaming you for getting in his way.
It's partially your fault.
Yeah.
I'm Kyrie.
You're the one that got upset that I bumped you.
I have the right of way. I was going first.
Tom's in Jersey. What's up, Tom?
How sad is it that in the New York basketball area, we've had a head coach literally choked by a player and a star player shoot another guy, his chauffeur, with a shotgun, and I still think Kyrie Irving is the worst of them all.
Wow. I mean, that's a statement, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think about all the different things that has happened over the years. That's a statement right there. And it's probably because this is like some other actions. You're just like, that's just a bad guy. Like when you know, when you see Kyrie, he comes off as like, doesn't seem like that bad of a guy.
He tries to act like he's so smart.
That's
like,
the part that frustrates me.
He's the smartest
me.
Man in the room. Like a little humility, please.
None. He doesn't have any. Adam in Chicago. Adam.
How are you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, my wife sucks at apologies. She's got a shirt that says, I suck at apologies, so unbleep you or whatever. I feel like that's what's going on right now. Not to mention, my wife is Jewish. I'm a Christian. We're currently raising our children to be educated on both religions. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we're spreading, you know, misinformation about, you know, all of the historical figures coming up in time, for him to just A, post it, and then B, like you said, not apologize for it. Like, I just think NBA should just wash their hands of that guy.
I mean, at some point, their productivity may not match the productivity.
All right, thank you, Adam.
I wanted to ask Adam, does he give out Christmas gifts and his wife doesn't? So does the kid love them more? You know what I'm saying? Like, Poppy always gives us Christmas gifts. Mom don't.
I don't know if it works like that exactly.
I love Dad.
I don't know if it works like that exactly. I always wondered that too. Like if you do have like, you know, two different religions in the marriage, like, do you celebrate everything? Because then you get everything.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
What I'm saying.
Wait, I get Hanukkah and Christmas?
And Kwanzaa?
All right, well, we got your calls on this. We'll keep them stacked and racked. We got a lot more to get to, of course, the World Series and what happened there. But coming up, an old friend, a Hall of Famer. We get some perspective on some things involving, you know, NFL. This will be a fun conversation. Alan Faneca, next.
Matt.
Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
We need some sunshine, some happiness in this world, man.
I mean, think about it. It's November in New York City, and it's like 70. It's going to be 70 again today.
November's always like that.
The marathon's Sunday, and it's going to be 70 for the marathon. It's beautiful.
It's going to be a hell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to be at SNY, don't you? Yeah, not a good traffic day. But fun day here. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We've got your calls. We'll get back to those in the rest of the conversation, of course. But let's bring back an old friend, Alan Faneca, pro football Hall of Famer, which probably never – you never get tired of hearing that, right, Alan?
No, you can say it one more time.
The Hall
Alan
of Famer.
Alan Faneca, yes, Hall of Famer, 9-time pro bowler, all pro. Just tattoo it on your ass.
What's going on, guys?
All right, well, we're good. Let's begin with you are very obviously familiar with Brian Daboll from your Jets days. And are you, like Bart said, he wasn't surprised at all about the success that he's having with the Giants. How about you? Did you know once he got a shot that it was going to go the way it's going?
I mean, nobody can say that for sure, but I knew he was going to get his shot at being a head coach. His presence, the way he thought about the game, the conversations that I would have with him. He wasn't just thinking about X's and O's. He was more of a reason behind the X's and O's and everything. I knew he was going to get his shot, man. I knew. And I'm just happy for him.
I mean, he looks like Bob from off the Guess Who game. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, you know, I know that a lot of times we talk about Ray Horton, and sometimes, you know, people thinking that greatness looks a certain way, right? And I'm glad that he's able to have success because he opens the doors for other people to be able to say, listen, if a guy can coach, he can coach. You know, because they're the face, the CEO of an organization. I think he's doing a tremendous job. But I think what people appreciate the most, and, you know, please correct me if it wasn't your experience, he's a truth teller, right? And that's what you appreciate, the fact that you know where you stand and it's not some alternative facts when you have discussions with him.
I definitely second that. You know, he was, that's a good way to put it, a truth teller. There was no sugarcoating it. Right, wrong, it was the truth. Now let's deal with it. Let's get better. Let's find a way around it. But yeah, there's no reason to lie within these walls when you're, you know, you're, back then it was the offensive team, team room. So, yeah, definitely that way. And I can only imagine that he's carrying that with him. And honestly, man, there's no other way to run an organization, man. It's, you know, you start hiding things and keeping things secret and pretending like they're not there, the bigger those things are going to get.
I feel like you're responsible for a lot of coaches' great success. Another guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, and I don't know if he's the highest paid assistant in the NFL, but if he's not, he should be, Bill Callahan and what he's been able to do there in Cleveland. Now, I know they're 4-4, being able to try and keep them in a running until they get Deshaun Watson. You know, what makes Bill Callahan so damn effective, and why does it seem like wherever he goes, the run game follows? Is he teaching something that other offensive line coaches don't teach? Because you've had more than one, but it seems to me that far and away, like, the separation between him and everybody else is just crazy. Maybe Munchak, maybe. I don't know.
He's too damn smart to be a football coach is what he is. He needs to be like a CEO of some corporation. He sees everything, you know, and he's another truth teller, like you said, about Daboll. You know, he's very into the small things. And a lot of times you get offensive line coaches that, you know, they talk to you about where you need to be, but they don't talk about the seven things that have to happen between here and there. It's kind of like, hey, go get that guy. But, you know, no, there's more steps to that. Not everybody's able to just go get that guy. And he knows how to coach that up, and he knows how to refine it. And I know when I got to the New York Jets, you know, here I am, I'm coming over from 10 years and whatever I had done at that point. And he was able to show me things and correct things on me that I had been doing for the last decade and get better. So, you know, if he can show an old dog new tricks, he can definitely teach it to a bunch of young guys.
Yeah, and then the places you came from, for those who might not know, as we're talking about Alan Faneca, the Hall of Fame guard, he came over from the Steelers. Great success, certainly, there in Pittsburgh as
Thorn
well.
Thorn in my side and in my ass, Alan. Thank you.
You talk about all the time. But let's talk about your former team here for a moment in Pittsburgh as well. It's you know, we're not used to this, I think, with the Steelers, right? I mean, you always see a lot of consistency there when it comes to, you know, obviously coaching, but also just the standard that's there. And now as they're going through a transition, trying to find their next quarterback and trying to figure out what their identity is going to be going forward, does it begin with Kenny Pickett? Do you feel like it's got to start there, or are they going to still keep searching?
I think they're going to give it their chance, man. I think it's got to start there for now. You know, they made their bed, and they're going to lie in it. So I think, you know, what he's shown so far is that he's got some more learning to do, but he has had some bright spots in there. Probably, you know, that's pretty much what every rookie quarterback is going to look like. So, you know, his story is not over, but I think the biggest thing with the Steelers is that it's shown their play is that there are more things to worry about than just Kenny Pickett. There's a lot of other things that need to be addressed and worked on and improve on other than him.
See, a lot of football fans today don't really know the Steelers without Ben Roethlisberger, but you were there slightly before, so you understand what that position was like until you locked it down for the next 15 years. You know, is it as simple as just kind of understanding the recipe of how to develop a young guy and, you know, how do you get a guy that, you know, you're married to now? And do you think the Steelers, if they get one of these high picks, which it looks like is trending, would be able to stomach drafting another quarterback?
Oh my God! You think I don't think that's in the DNA? Huh? Mm-hmm. I don't. That's in some team's DNA. I don't think that's humanly possible in the Steelers' MO. But you know, they're going to have a high pick, and you know, it's most likely, like you said. So you know, it's just a matter of seeing what they'll do with it and where they think their needs are. You know, trading Chase Claypool is a step out of the norm for the organization as well. So I find that very interesting that they must have felt something, some inclination there to part ways with him ahead and get what they can.
You get a high draft pick for him as well. Alan Faneca joining us right now, the Hall of Famer. You're joining us for the Promote Steps Toward Zero initiative. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, the initiative was launched by SK Life Science, and we're out to educate, inspire, and activate the epilepsy community. We're trying to help them reimagine their goals and have candid conversations with their doctors. You know, the thing that got me involved the most was the activate part. I love that. You know, activating the community to not stand for what norm might be, might not be different for everybody, but to get out and find and re-engage your doctors and find out what's new for you, what you can do. A lot of people with epilepsy go months, years without revisiting where they at with an epilepsy specialist. And so that's what we're all about. We're trying to get people involved and go to stepstowardszero.com to learn and have a plan to start that conversation with their doctors, as well as start a conversation with strangers who have epilepsy as well, to know that you're not out there all by yourself. And you know, lastly, you know, just to kind of help get rid of the stigma. You know, Hollywood does a good job of selling to us what epilepsy looks like to them. And that's the big scary seizures where people are on the floor convulsing. And it's not all like that. And it's not all the only thing that's about the person that has it that way. That we're all different, and epilepsy is only part of us. It's not all that who we are. And, you know, if I can share stories and get out there and talk about funny things that happened to me, like walking to high school in my pajamas after having or in the middle of a seizure, and I can help some little kid feel a little better about his situation. And that's what I'm out here doing, is to help them and help empower them and help them try and step in front of the stigma and reengage their doctors and their family and their support group.
That is so well said. And again, as you said, like, Hollywood shows it one way, but what people need to see also is that epilepsy can look like a Hall of Fame offensive guard.
Absolutely.
And Alan Faneca, who himself, as you mentioned, you have experience as well. And that is, you know, I think that is the important part of this message. Everything you just said there was beautiful. It was wonderful to hear that perspective, because I just don't think there's enough of that in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about my head coach, Jerry Kill, who has an open bout with epilepsy. He's been coaching for 30 years. You know, epilepsy mm-hmm. doesn't define who he is. It's just a part of his life, and he's embraced it. And it's always important to show any group that they're not alone and that they can find comfort and education and information, you know, by being a part of a community and reaching out and understanding how you can have a more quality life.
Yeah. The Steps Towards Zero, stepstowardszero.com is the website to get more information. Alan, always great to catch up with you. Thanks so much for the time. All the best.
All the best, guys. Good catching up.
Hall of Famer.
That's right. Say it one more time. Hall of Famer, Alan Faneca. Always great to join. Have conversations with him and his perspective on things. And again, you guys both with Brian Daboll back in the day, who knew like where we'd go for him? And you both said that you saw it early on. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We've got your calls. We'll get to those. We also have to get to what happened last night in Philadelphia.
Bart and Han.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. If you're watching us on the ESPN app, we are simulcast there if you want to watch the show. And we show beautiful scenes from the seaport from downtown Manhattan. It's a gorgeous day. And that is the Staten Island Ferry just heading its way home. Gorgeous day today in New York City. There's a look at Brooklyn as well across the river. And yeah, things are a little bit weird there for the Brooklyn Nets. In fact, Kyrie Irving did speak just a little while ago. You will hear some of that at the top of the hour. We'll get to that as Bart jumps back into the show. Where'd you go, man?
I was trying to go get some bird food out the cage.
But we have a show.
I forgot.
I'm so winded right now. It's not even funny.
You ran and got him?
I ran.
You forgot we're on the air? Yeah, it's been that kind of day.
One hour number five straight, man. I need some bird food.
Yeah, you actually have been busy. So we'll order up some stuff. That's what we'll do. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Let's see. Who's been waiting? I like getting the people that are waiting the longest. In New York, we talked to Rock. What's up, Rock?
What's going on, fellas?
How we doing?
How we doing? We got you, baby. What up?
I'm all right, man. How are you guys doing today?
Cool.
Kuda Mikado, man. We hanging in there.
I love y'all's show, man. You brothers are usually spot on right. But I got a question for y'all. And how come everybody's so heavy on Kyrie, but y'all didn't spend half the time on Brett Favre when he stole the $6 million from the welfare fund?
That ain't true.
Oh, we barbecued chicken
we
Brett
crushed
Favre.
Him on our
we've been,
show,
we've been,
right?
We've been crushing him for months,
man,
too.
We killed him.
That story had a slow ramp up, but once the details came out, we've been barbecued chicken Brett Favre.
We were actually one of the first to actually bring it up the first time it happened.
Say he's a bad person.
So if you said you listen to our show and you like our show, I mean, that's a reality. I mean, we can pull the tapes if you like.
Yeah, man.
Like, we were always talking about it because it was disgusting.
And for him to deny it and act like he had no idea, but then we have the text messages. Mm. Like, that's going to – listen, that story still got life. That ain't dead. You know, that's still coming back. And we'll fillet a fish's ass, too, when it comes back.
Yeah, no, that's what – remember, I gave you all the details, and I was reading to you, and you were like, what? Like, you couldn't believe half the details that we were given there.
Yeah, man.
Like, that was easily something that we have talked about a lot.
And it's been national outrage about it, too. It had its life cycle, and it'll come back when we get close to finality. We don't have all the facts, and we don't know what kind of charges are going to be filed. But when that come back, we'll be right there. But today's news is Kyrie.
Yeah, something's definitely coming up with that. But once again, this is today's news, and he is talking. You'll hear at the top of the hour what he had to say in response to Adam Silver's statement that he put out when the show began. Stay with us. Back in 10 seconds.
Bart and Han.
All I think about is you. Even when I'm with my boo, you know I'm crazy over you.
Bart and Han, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
You.
The karaoke is free.
Need you.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your calls and more coming up. Kyrie Irving did speak today with the media. We do have that for you. We'll share with you at the top of the hour. This is all, again, reaction to Adam Silver's statement that he put out before the show, so we've done that a lot. But we haven't gotten to, Bart.
What?
There was a World Series game last night.
Oh, what? And the Astros, I didn't think you wanted to get to
the
it.
The Astros won.
See what color I got on? What's my
5-0.
Color?
5-0.
Tell the people what my colors is.
You're wearing Knicks colors.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, the Knicks don't have this color blue. Aha, this is Astro
blue. Did you see last night's jerseys, the statement jerseys? That's the color. Sorry.
No, that's an off color.
I love that you're wearing a Han belt, too. Look at you with the Han belt.
Han. I tell you what, baby. You talk about a way to come back. Where the Mattress King at now?
I need that, by the way.
King not,
I need that as a gift.
Han.
He's shaking his hips, showing his belt, yelling, Han, I need that gift.
The hips don't lie, Shakira.
I need that gift so bad.
Yeah, baby. See what happens when you don't know
Christian
what pitch
Javier
is coming?
Christian had a day. He was throwing a no-hitter. It just tremendous. I was texting Hembo, like, is this a no-hitter? Is he throwing a no-hitter? I was trying to jinx it, and he was too good.
He was
too good to jinx.
But it brings up something, right?
It was a fastball. They couldn't touch his fastball.
This is what we were talking about, too, on Get Up this morning. When you talk about, do you want to win the battle or you want to win the war?
I get it.
Because he had an opportunity to go for history, something that's never happened in the World Series. But Dusty understood that, listen, we may need this guy in game 7. So I'm not going to burn him out. So collectively as a team, they had a no-hitter. But it was an opportunity for history, because he was still under 100 pitches. But I think Dusty did the right thing. Some people might disagree. The objective is to win the title, not to come have some type of great record and –
Well, we all remember that Matt Harvey moment, right, in the World Series where he wanted to come back out for
and
the ninth.
And what happened?
And it was a huge mistake because you just run out of it. Here's Dusty Baker after the game on why Javier only went those 6 innings.
Before every game, we have kind of a unwritten limit on where a guy should be in the ball game. His limit was 100 pitches, and I think he was at 93. And if we'd send him back out there the next inning, he'd have surpassed that maybe in the first hitter. So you don't want to bring in a guy out of the bullpen in that situation with a guy on base up. I wanted a fresh arm. And, our guys have been rested. Our guys hadn't pitched in a couple of days. Our back in the bullpen guys. So it's always tough to take a guy out. But, you have to weigh the no-hitter in history versus trying to win this game and get back to 2-2 in the World Series.
Now, again, just to point out the history of, so he went 6 innings, right? No hit. And the only other pitcher to do that in World Series history is Don Larson, of course. Yeah. You remember back in 1956, he threw a perfect game. But Jerry Kuzman for the Mets went six as well, but they didn't finish the game as a no-hitter. This finished as a no-hitter.
Yeah.
So this was some serious history that you saw. But what was pretty cool, too, is his parents, who are from the Dominican Republic, they came to Philadelphia to see him pitch in the World Series.
Bring his mama to Game 7, baby!
This is such a great story. Alden Gonzalez wrote this for ESPN. And so they were just talking about, because they just got smoked in Game 3, and he's like, I got to win this game. And apparently his mother said, God willing, you'll throw a no-hitter. And they're in the crowd watching
him. Like, you defy God.
Throw a no-hitter.
God said no-hitter, not six innings. What the hell are you doing, son? He came to me in a dream. No, I'm just playing.
No, but
when,
you think
about
special,
it, though.
Special night.
But you know, to Dusty's point, right, and when you look at it, the fact that they had, that's where the weather comes and positively affects them, because their guys were able to continue to be rested, where the Phillies benefited because they were able to push Syndergaard. But now you can't run. You can't hide Thor.
Tonight.
Syndergaard, you got to come on up down the stage against Verlander.
Now tonight.
And he's on a short hook.
I remember Todd Frazier was in with us yesterday in the studio, and we talked about the idea of Javier in game four and then having Verlander now in game five, and this was his take.
They got the right guy going, and Christian Javier, he is absolutely filthy. 4-5 pitch mix guy. He's going to keep you on your toes. Heavy fastball, but also with that slider changeup mix. He's a guy that's proven. He deserves to be there. And, you know, with Verlander struggling, this is the guy you need on the mound right now. So they need to start hitting, though.
Yeah.
And that bullpen.
Well, they did. They started hitting. Yeah.
Bregman, why would you pitch him inside? He got gator arms. He got arms like a T-Rex. He turned on that ball so quick.
Yeah.
Oh man, but did you see Dusty when he tried, when the dude went up and tried to bunt? Like, yo, what the hell are we? Who the hell taught him how to bunt? Go get Dom Smith and show him how to bunt. Remember, Dom Smith didn't know how to bunt a few years ago. Like, yo, man, the fundamentals, man. Like, what you
fundies.
Do? The hell you doing poking at the bunt?
Yeah, but look,
lay the bunt.
But Bart,
then he got a hit. So
real quick. Has the momentum shifted?
Yes.
Or is the momentum as good as your next pitcher?
You think I wear orange for no reason?
Yes.
Verlander's going to exercise all those demons.
Really?
Absolutely.
This is a big...
He's on a quick hook. This is for his legacy.
Big.
You don't want to have that Kershaw type of thing where he can't win in the postseason,
right,
even though he's won a championship. Verlander from Detroit.
Huge game.
Astros,
tonight.
You welcome.
Yeah.
Show him what you got, baby.
Boy, I tell you what, tonight, Eagles and Phillies playing...
Could be a bad day.
Huge night in Philadelphia. Stay with
us. Texans, let's go!
Bart and Han.